This is the Horse Radio Network.
This is episode 56 of the 2018 WEG Show on the Horse Radio Network for September the 19th. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, Horsewear, Bait Saddles, and Bed and Barn Farms.
Up today, we cover para dressage, jumping, and vaulting. Bronze medal winner for United States para dressage, Becca Hart, joins us to share in her elation. Katie and Charlotte review today's para results. A look at jumping day one with quotes from many riders. And we leap into day two of vaulting with freestyle and a little music for you. Plus, hear all about the movie premiering at WEG called Desert Flight. Listen in.
Welcome to the 2018 WEG Show, your home for all the news and views of the 2018 World Equestrian Games.
Hello, I'm Samantha Clark.
And this is Glenn the Geek, and we are your hosts and guides to the 2018 World Equestrian Games. Well, today it warmed up here. It's a beautiful day. The sun was out, but it got a little toasty by this afternoon here at Tryon.
It's hot, Glenn. It's hot and it's humid, which is fine for everyone. Gosh, so many people tell me, well, we live in Florida, it's fine. But a lot of us don't live in Florida.
It's like being at home.
yes, we know. But it is hot and it's humid.
There were some sunburns today.
Yep.
But it was a great day for competition. And we're going to get right into it. We have so much planned for you on the show today. We have so many sound files for you and some fun stuff that we haven't done before that I think you're going to like. And you started with jumping today.
Yes, it's day one of jumping. It's the speed class. And I went out and I've been there pretty much all day long. And it's exciting. I know why people sort of get hooked on jumping. It's glamorous, it's shiny, and the jumps are enormous. All those horses are freaks. It's really fun to watch. I don't think it's ever going to replace eventing for me, but it was certainly, I enjoyed it.
So it's the fastest or the time with
today,
less penalties?
Yes. Okay. No, it's the fastest. If you have a pull down, you add 4. If you have a stop, you add 6. If you fall off, that's pretty much it. And we did sadly see, I think, one person at least fall off. It was really,
really
fun. Were
there a lot of rails today?
There were a lot of rails. Yeah. There were a few stops. Funnily enough, the water jump caused quite a few problems. The trouble was spread all around. It's the same course designer that designed the eventing course, Alan Wade, who's an Irish course designer, but he designs quite a lot all over the States. He built a great course. The rider said it was good. It was really fun to watch.
And now, does this count? This was not medal. This was just the first of many of several rounds.
It's the first round, and it counts. Your scores count. You carry that forward for the rest of the weekend, but I don't think you don't get a medal, but you actually win money.
Oh.
And prizes.
Well, that works.
What do points make? Prizes.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So how'd we do?
So, leading the teams at the moment is Switzerland, and the winner today was Steve Gerdat, and he rode Bianca. The second place was Brazilian rider Pedro Venice, and the teams in second is Netherlands, and third place was an Australian rider, which surprised everyone, and they didn't even pretend not to be surprised at the press conference, even the riders. Rowan Willis on Blue Movie, and the third place team is Brazil.
Very good. So how about Great Britain, Canada, and the United States? Where do they fall into the mix here?
United States is in fourth. I saw McLean Ward go. Clint is amazing. I saw Devon Ryan go. He went first. And I saw Adrian. I saw them all go. They all look great. Yep. Great Britain, where are they? Damn, I'm going to have to turn another page. They're in 16th. I saw William. We're going to hear from William Funnel. Should we hear him now?
Yeah, sure.
He went first for the team. His horse is actually notoriously slow, but very good jumper. And he, it's quite strategic because you don't want to get your horse too jazzed up on the very first day or use it up too much because there's a lot of jumping and a lot of big fences still to come. So he talks about, it was really interesting talking to him.
Feeling that?
Yeah, speed's not his strong point. You know, he's a big slow jumper. So it was one of those to sort of allow him out as much as I can because, especially the first day for a big horse, is really blood and sometimes that can be his Achilles heel if I let him get too quick. But actually, you know, he settled down well in the ring. I felt he jumped as well in the end and as he did in the beginning. So, you know, my main thing is hopefully I can do a couple of good rounds the next 2 days and really count for the team. You know, hopefully today, we've got three faster horses and they can bring the time down as we go today. That was always the plan, that I went first, as I was never going to be the quickest. But, you know, the main thing is, yes, we've horse jumped well, and hopefully tomorrow and the next days, as the jumps gets bigger, he's going to be more, he's going to come into his own.
It looked like you were fairly economical on the turns as well.
Yeah, I tried to sort of skim it as much as I could and try and, you know, keep pace, but still keep him jumping. Because, you know, because he is blood also, I don't want him to, you know, to think too forward. But I was very pleased with the way he jumped in the end. He stayed up in the air. So, as I said, hopefully, yeah, we can get the same. If I get the same jump tomorrow, then and the next day, I'll be happy.
So, it was... Of course, William Funnel's married to Pippa Funnel. Pippa is here looking so glamorous, looking like a real wag. And... just beautiful, and I think she's really enjoying, or it looks like she must be willing. I don't know how relaxing it would be being a wife of a show jumper. Well, we can ask Max, I suppose, tomorrow. But she looks amazing, and it was nice that William got us all off to a good start. The very first rider to go was Shane Sweetnam, an Irish rider who's based sometimes down in Florida, but also rides for Spyco's farm in Lexington, Kentucky, which does a lot of sport horse breeding. And he's riding a stallion called Chucky. At first he went, and you know, it's the first round of the day, and we thought, well, that's all right. But actually it turned out to be a pretty good round. I think he ended up fourth or fifth overall. Let me have a look. Hold on, I can tell you right away. So he ended up 15th, which out of 124 riders isn't too shabby at all. When, you know, Steve Gerdat, who ended up winning the class, went second last to go. And he said, you know, obviously it's a real advantage to know what you're up against and how the course is riding and how fast you need to go. So, and of course we all wanted to speak to Shane and get a handle on what, how it rode and what's it like. And I wanted to ask him a little bit about Kentucky. But I'm a bit shy of talking to the jumpers, but I did get one question in at the end.
Yeah, it's a difficult position obviously to go first, so the horse jumped great. If there is a few things maybe I could do a little different.
For today, when you were going in there, where had you got something in mind in terms of exactly what you're going to do? You weren't going to go too fast, you've got to be careful.
Yeah.
What was the plan?
Yeah, so I had a plan, obviously, we all discussed it. Take risks, but not too many risks. There was a couple of places, maybe the last fence, I could have done one less stride. And after the water, I got a little wide there. But everywhere else, I think I wouldn't have planned to be quicker, especially the first day.
Okay.
And, you know, there's still a lot of jumping left.
There's the bush in front of the water is quite high. It's quite meaty, isn't it? Does that get them up a little bit more?
I hope so. I hope so. You know, it's always hard to jump water and sand. And,
yeah.
You know, I'd say Alan will use different fronts to the water every day. Normally,
I
think he will anyway. Yesterday,
yeah.
A different one for the warm-up, and he had that today. So I suppose he'll judge it and see how much
it's
he
quite inviting or not.
Hi, guys. How are you?
It seems fine. You know,
yeah.
He's a good water jumper normally,
yeah.
Touch wood.
Okay.
You know, he's brave at it anyway. But we'll see. It's always hard to jump it on sand.
And what's it like having Rodrigo, you know, helping Team Ireland in a championship like this?
Yeah, Rodrigo obviously has tons of experience. So we've had him all last year and for the championship last year. So it's great to have a man of that experience to help us aim for the gold and hopefully get it.
Thanks,
all right.
Is Jackie a horse you use for breeding at Spy Coast?
Yes, he is. But he hasn't been. I haven't been collecting much this year because he's been concentrating and he's jumping. But
okay,
after this show, actually, I think we're going to collect him with it. But yes, he's a good breeding stallion.
Okay, thank you.
And then a little bit later on, I mean, that's the fun thing. You get to see, you know, like we'll hear from Becca later. She talks about, you know, it's fun to measure yourself against all the other riders from all over the world. It's fun to see all the riders from all over the world in one place. There's one rider from North Carolina here, and the cheers for him. He's actually riding for Columbia, but the cheers for him when he came into the arena were deafening. And all the American riders, when they came in, we saw Devon Ryan come in. He was one of the first, I think he was the first to go for America. And he said, it's a feeling like no other to go in there and feel your home crowd cheer for you. And he had a good ride. And
he's sitting in 38th right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good start. I don't think it's going to matter too much, you know, in the final shakeup on Sunday night. And, and the nice thing is the show jumpers, I thought they'd be a little bit curt or a little bit gruff or not want to talk, but they were really thoughtful and talked a lot.
I mean, Alan made a great course. It was actually, I think, a fun course to ride.
a lot of options, a long course, the first day and everything, but nothing too tasky, nothing, you know, too hard for the horses to jump. Some beautiful jumps out there. It's always fun to go to a different venue and have just different jumps, and I think that's going to play a factor in some of it. I think maybe my horse read that combination at the end of the ring, just didn't quite get the right read on it. He's a young horse, he's only 9 years old, he's a little younger than some of the other ones, but I think those rails are going to catch a lot of people. But I think after day one, you know, he felt great out there, he felt confident, he felt solid, and like I said, you know, it's a nice horse, a great course designer, good competition, great footing, so, and it was a blast walking into the ring and having the whole crowd, the American crowd, cheering you on.
I was going to say, what does it feel like to, you know, your first WEG, first one in the ring for Team USA?
You know, when you're sitting in the stands, I know everybody's like, oh, some people say, oh, I don't get nerves. I think everybody gets nerves. You sit in the stand, you know, you feel it a little bit, you start to, but it's unbelievable when I get on that horse, that confidence I have in him. I mean, I get on him in the schooling area and all that goes away. And I know all we have to do is go in what we've been working on all summer. So to walk into that ring on him, it's like walking into any ring, honestly. And that's just the confidence he gives me. And I think he believes in me that much too. And that's, you know, probably a little bit because I've had him since such a young horse. We have that bond and that relationship.
And are you at all worried about how he's going to hold up with, like, you know, the hot weather, 5 rounds?
No, I don't really think so. He has good body weight on him right now. He did a lot of traveling this summer, and that was a big focus of mine, keeping him fit and getting some weight back on so he can pull from those calories, those reserves that he has on staff, which he's going to use up quite a bit this week. And just keep some electrolytes in him and keep it short and sweet in the schooling area, keep it short and sweet in the warm-ups. And I think, you know, maybe that's a little bit of a home advantage we have. Our horses are used to the humidity here on the East Coast a bit more than, say, the European horses, even though the Europeans had quite a hot summer this year.
Yeah. And we saw Laura McLean giving you advice as you're walking out of the ring. What's it like, you know, having people like that, you know, riders all around you?
You know, we come here as a team. We're not just coming here for ourselves. And that's our foremost and most important thing to accomplish in the beginning of the week here is try to, you know, be together as a team, not just be together, but put the results together as a team and try to qualify for the Olympics. Doesn't say who's going to be on the next Olympic team or anything, but if you represent your country, and if, you know, your country, I think, will always have you back if you have their back. And so there, we're all together, and it's been a blast. We've been staying in a house together here, and it's sort of, you know, it's been fun listening to everybody's stories, and like I said, like McLean and Laura and Beasy and all of them, and I mean, who have been doing this for years, are all been such great supporters throughout the summer to me. It's pretty unbelievable how you know, we're all in it for the same thing. We have a passion for our horses, and we all want the same thing out here. None of us came here to lose. So we're trying to put together results that we all want it. And it's like I said, it makes you feel really good walking out of the ring and see them smiling at you and even telling you a good job, even though I was upset I had the rail down today.
And then a slight surprise, a young Japanese rider who's actually based here in America, Karen Polly, or Paul, I'm not sure how we say her name. She was amazing. She came in on her horse and rode the most beautiful round, didn't look rushed or hurried, but was one of the fastest, ended up in 11th, but took the lead after, I think she was near the end of the first round of horses. And I went and talked to her, and she was delightful, and I can't wait to share this with you.
I'm in shock. It still hasn't sunk in. Like, unbelievable. I never expected this in a million years.
And how does it feel to be in there, you know, representing Japan and Earthquake?
Yeah, walking in, I was really excited for sure. Definitely nervous, but it is a really special moment, so I'm just trying to enjoy it because you work so hard for this, and so I just wanted to really soak it in a little bit.
Yeah, and obviously Wings is a very special horse for you. How does it feel to be out there with him?
Oh, I mean, I'm nervous, but for sure having him with me makes me feel like, okay, we can do this. Like, I'm going to be okay.
And how was the course out there? Were there any particular...
I thought it was tricky. There's a lot of turns, and the verticals are quite tall, so for me, I really needed to make sure I kept my pace going forward, because the turns, I think... The tendency, at least for me, is to slow down a little bit, so I tried to kind of push myself forward, and I think it worked out today.
And, you know, obviously everyone's going for a clear round, but did you expect, you know, to pull it off? And what did you think when you looked up at the board and saw that you had gone to the lead?
I couldn't believe it. I mean, first to jump clear was a huge accomplishment for me. It's my first championship, so that was cool. And then to see that I was actually in the lead was, like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And who's helping you here?
Jeroen Dubbeldam and Wim Schroeder.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Where are you based?
Good question. I live in New York City, but I'm not really there so much. In the winters, I'm based in Wellington in Florida. And then April through September, I'm in Holland. And then September through December, I'm in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And in terms of Woodwigs, can you tell us a little bit about his backstory? I was reading it, mm-hmm. It's a bit of a surprise that you're able to get him.
Yeah, I got him 8 years ago when he was 7, and he was always a special horse, but he's opinionated and he's a bit temperamental, so we definitely had some tough times. But we started in the low junior jumpers and worked our way up to the Grand Prix level, and his biggest classes have always been my biggest classes, and we know each other really well by now, and it's definitely nice to have him with me here. I wouldn't want to do it with any other horse.
In terms of Tokyo hosting the Olympics, do you have family that still lives in the area?
Mm-hmm. My mom's whole side of the family lives in Japan, so my cousins, my grandparents, my aunts, and my uncles, so I visit 2 or 3 times a year.
Do they have a sense of equestrian? I know it's not a huge sport there, but...
It's not huge. I think it's growing, and hopefully with Tokyo coming up, there will be more interest in all sports in general, and especially show jumping, hopefully.
And do you hope to represent Japan at the Olympics?
I mean, that would be like a lifetime goal of mine.
Yeah, especially in Tokyo, right?
Yeah, so we'll see. I'll work as hard as I can, and hopefully when the time comes, I'll be chosen for the team.
Awesome. You're representing Japan prior to 2013 when the team or when the country was selected?
I started riding in the U.S., so I sort of, like, was a U.S. rider at first, but I never really, like, officially kind of selected or thought about selecting it. It was just kind of, like, the default a little bit. And then I switched to Japan because I feel very Japanese, and I was born in Tokyo. And, yeah. Thank you very much.
So it was really, really fun to watch. I thought I'd get bored. I didn't get bored at all. There's plenty of seats. I'm not sure how strictly they're checking, but if you're here and you want to go and watch, I strongly encourage you just to go and find an empty seat because it's so hot. I don't think people want to sit in the sun all day. So yeah, come and watch it. It's really, really fun.
Well, before we go on to Kentucky Performance Products, our title sponsor, I overheard Sharon Decker, who's the COO, giving an interview to somebody else, and I have some statistics for you from last week. They estimated that there were 10,000 people here average a day, and they hit 20 to 25,000 on cross-country day, and that seemed about right to me. There were a lot of people out there. And then they're expecting 15,000 a day for the next till through the weekend with jumping and things going on. So there was definitely a lot more people here today than there had been in the last couple of days. So that was good to hear. Let's go to Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're going to come back and do a review of Para.
Is your horse currently suffering from metabolic syndrome and insulin dysregulation? Do you have a horse that is at risk for developing insulin resistance? Or a horse with Cushing's disease that may become insulin resistant? Ask your vet about InsulinWise. InsulinWise is a blend of polyphenols and amino acids that support normal insulin regulation in horses. InsulinWise maintains lower blood insulin levels, which is a sign of increased insulin sensitivity. InsulinWise supports a decreased risk of laminitis in insulin-resistant horses. InsulinWise also sustains normal insulin regulation in at-risk horses, reducing the chance of them developing insulin resistance in the future. Fight back against insulin resistance and laminitis. Talk to your vet about InsulinWise today. To learn more, visit kppvet.com. InsulinWise is sold only through licensed veterinarians.
Well, we have our terrific para coverage for you tonight on day two of the individual tests. And joining us again, we have Charlotte Merrill Smith and also Katie Jackson and giving us the expert commentary. If you missed hearing all about them, tune into last night's show and you'll hear all about them individually. But tonight it's all about the grade three and the grade one riders. And we started with grade three today and woo, we had some good news.
It was exciting. It was amazing, actually.
And that's your grade, right, Charlotte?
Yes, that's what grade I am.
Okay. And what grade are you?
Grade Katie? 5.
Grade 5.
Yes.
Okay. So, Charlotte, you were very interested in this one today, I know.
I was.
Who wants to review what happened and what the results were?
Well, okay, I'll do it.
It's like Charlotte has to do the honors here.
Yeah,
so.
She has to.
It was amazing competition today. It really came down. It was nail-biting. So... in first place with the gold medal is the Netherlands and Rix Vanderhorst. And then in second place was Great Britain's Natasha Baker.
Yay! I thought she was going to be unbeatable.
Well,
her ride is quite a new horse, right?
She does have a new horse. It's just a few months old.
Yeah.
And she actually didn't even think, well, I heard that she didn't think she was going to make the team, but she just gone there.
Good thing she did.
Yeah.
She's such a solid competitor herself. And then in comes the U.S.'s solid competitor, our very own Becca Hart.
Yay!
Won bronze medal on her El Crono...
Trexel?
Sorry.
Texel.
Yep. And you can just tell how much this partnership is growing and how much the horse is getting used to her and what she asks of it and how she asks of it. And it was just, it was awesome to watch. So it was really cool.
It was a great competition. I learned a lot. I've been learning a lot watching each of the grades, but really fun to see all the different countries, and especially, you know, getting to watch Becca over this last week and a half and really coming together. And every ride she has with the horse, I feel like they become more in sync. And she went in there just really bold and well ridden. And a few times where he kind of checked in with her and she said, you're okay, buddy, let's go. And he trucked right on. So really well ridden, and she was rewarded for it. So
I mean, especially super. Interesting for you, because with Diesel being a new ride for you, so watching Natasha with a new ride, watching Becca with a new ride, and looking ahead 2 years perhaps to Tokyo,
yes,
thinking how much improvement there is to come for all of y'all.
All y'all. There you go. Yes.
we'll teach
everyone some Texas lingo. All y'all. It's exciting. I mean, just to think that these are some new partnerships, and in a few short months of being together, if they can come in and make this strong of a performance, it's only going to get better from here. So
we got to know Becca back when we did the 2010 WEG show, Samantha and I did for the WEG in Lexington. And so we've been having her on the shows for 10 years, and we've seen her really grow up as a rider. And we had a chance to catch up with her. She wheeled on in here, and we had a chat with her. And you're going to hear how excited one Becca Hart was.
Well, it's my absolute pleasure and honor to introduce our next guest. She is a friend of the show, and now she's a celebrity and she's now a medalist. Woo! As of this morning, Rebecca Hart, bronze medalist. How does it feel? Welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much for having me on. It's an absolute privilege and an honor to have this around my neck and to be back talking to you again. Absolutely. It feels amazing. I mean, it's been a 20-year-long adventure with so many people behind me and supporting me, and to finally get to stand on that podium was phenomenal.
Well, it looks good on you. Thank you.
Yeah, you wear it well.
And tell us about your ride. Tell us about what it was like going in there. Tell us about how the preparation went. Just talk us through the sort of the last few days and what it's been like.
So it's been wonderful being here at Tryon. We've had some excellent kind of training rides leading up until this event, and we had a really good kind of school in session yesterday, waiting to go since our other two teammates had already gone. We were kind of waiting for our turn, and that always, you know, makes you a little anxious. And we had an excellent ride yesterday, and I just wanted to get the same feeling that I had in the schooling ring in the warm-up, which I was able to do. He's very powerful and can be a bit sensitive. So I just wanted to have the confidence and his relaxation and focus. And I was able to get that in the warm-up, and then also get to kind of keep that through the tunnel, which can sometimes be challenging when you're heading. This is his first big championships, and we've only been together for a year. And this is our first really big challenge together, and it was great to have him in the warm-up where it's a little bit relatively quiet as a warm-up can be, and then to be able to open up into the main stadium and have him stay with me. And I was like, okay, we've got this, and off we went.
Amazing, and pretty good company too. Wow.
And very good company. It was an absolute pleasure to ride with all of these European riders. It was the first time that I've actually ridden against any of the Europeans in over a year, because I was horseless for a while there. And so to be able to come out on home turf and have my dad watching me, this is the first time that he's gotten to see me at a major international competition.
Oh, wow. In America since 2010.
Yeah, so he was able to come to this one, and we were bawling hysterically as we were watching the final ride. So it was a really special moment for me.
I was in the stands over on that side, and everybody was so tense in those final two rides. It was like, everybody, because you're not wishing their riders bad. It's hard feelings.
It's right.
You're not wishing either.
Anyone, I mean, right. No, it's you want it. You want it. Everyone to do the best that they can. And it's, I don't really have any fingernails left.
Well, save some fingernails because it's not over yet, right? You've got a couple more rides to go.
Yeah,
hopefully.
It's not over yet. This is just the first ride. We have our two grade four riders are going tomorrow for the team test, and then I will ride again on Friday, and then also on Saturday for the freestyle.
And of course, you've done the team training here, and actually you've ridden in this arena before at the test event. But how do you think you and the horse and all the teams, the rest of your team, how do you think you'll be coping? It's just going to get hotter and more humid, I think, as the days go by. How will you cope with that? Is that going to be a factor?
It is. I think the weather is always a factor. I mean, we were kind of holding our breath with the hurricane earlier this week, and then we got through that fine, and the venues held up beautifully. The footing was wonderful. Luckily for our team, we actually all train in Wellington, Florida, so we're relatively accustomed to the heat and humidity.
I forgot that.
We would have loved to
have... Yeah, they're used to it.
We're used to it.
So like being home.
It is. It's like, oh, thanks. Thanks, North Carolina. We would have hoped for, you know, maybe slight drop in temperatures, but we're ready for it. The horses are fit and everyone's still feeling good.
Congratulations. We are so proud of you and so happy for you.
Thank you. It's so exciting. I can't thank everyone behind me enough for this because it's not just me. It's my amazing sponsor.
Well, give some
Ryan
thanks.
O'Reilly.
You have time. We love you. Do whatever you want.
You can play the Oscar music when I ramble. Okay. <onto them.
laughs> We'll do that. We can do that.
But just a huge shout out to the USEF and the USET for helping us get to this point and logistically supporting our team at a major championship like this. And also to Rowan O'Reilly, who I would not be here without. She gave me the ride on El Corona Texel, and he's just an absolute dream of a horse to get to ride. I pinch myself every time I look at him, and she's just absolutely phenomenal, not only for me but also for the entire sport, because she sponsors the CDIs down in Florida, and she's really stepped up to the plate when we needed her to kind of bring para-equestrian into the forefront.
Yeah, it's not been an easy ride for para in the United States, and you needed that benefactor, really.
Yeah. And it's absolutely incredibly grateful and humbled to be able to represent her.
And Starbucks. We have to thank. We always
Absolutely.
Thank Starbucks.
And Starbucks.
Yeah. Well, for those that don't know, she works there. And they've been very supportive.
They have. Starbucks has been kind of with me for the last 10 years. They've been...
You know you're going to be in national commercials now. They're going to have...
I hope so. I'm game for that. Starbucks, are you listening?
And also, Alex Philpin is with you here, right?
She's not. She's actually with my, what I jokingly call my team daughter, Annie Peavy. We've competed.
Oh, she's here, but
so
not
she's
with
here
you.
With Annie this round. And okay. I've got Melissa McLaren Velix, who has gone above and beyond and is grooming and coaching me. So she's got two hats on for this event and has absolutely been a pleasure to work with for this entire week.
Thank you so much for joining us again, and we'll hope to see you back here in a couple days to talk about your gold medal.
Oh, let's touch some wood on that.
All medals are good. It doesn't matter what color. I just want to see them clanking around your neck like
yes.
Mr. T.
I like that. I could pull that off. Yeah, that's good.
It'll be a good look.
Thanks, Becca.
Thank you, guys.
So grade three is kind of in the middle there as far as disabilities are concerned. And then we went to grade one, which is the least or the most?
Is the most disabled.
Right. By the time we leave here, Glenn will have that
disability.
Figured out.
It goes, it's
I knew it. I gave, did that for the listeners.
It's the most disabled, sure least amount of ability.
Correct. Oh, there. See, you got both in there. Good job, Charlotte.
I like that.
So this was, I did watch some of these, and what amazing riders they are in this class. They really are, and inspirational, too. They really are. So tell us about who we saw in the gold, silver, and bronze.
Well, yeah, to start off with, I have to agree with you, Glenn. It is just, it's one of my favorite classes to watch. It really brings out the best of the sport and really the essence of para dressage, which is the harmony between horse and rider, and just what incredible partnerships can evolve between a horse and a human, and that the horses really understand us, even when we can't speak in a language that they were originally taught. I mean, some of these riders have some pretty advanced difficulties, and they have created a language with these horses, and it's beautiful. I mean, it really is humbling and so wonderful to watch. No, probably I have to give credit and a shout out to the number four rider, Reinhardt Snakus. And I'm sorry if I killed the name there, but his horse, King of Dance, was my favorite of the day. Just so happy at his job and just a pleasure to watch the two of them together in the ring. So he was my favorite of the international riders that I hadn't gotten to see before. And taking the gold from Italy was Sarah Morganti and her horse Royal Delight. Truly a delight. Beautifully done. The two of them are just perfectly paired. Very, very elegant and just a very, well put together test. I mean, it was flawless in a lot of ways. So she did a beautiful, beautiful job. And in the bronze, excuse me, I'm gonna try to jump ahead. In the silver medal from Singapore, Laurentia Yen Yi Tan. And again, she was last to go, so all kinds of pressure on her and another beautiful ride. And taking the bronze position, Elke Philipp from Germany. Also have to give a shout out to our very own Roxanne Trunnell, who came in the top five for us, and a very lovely ride on Dalton.
So am I right? All American riders have now qualified for the next day?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes. So yeah. What will they do next?
So tomorrow is the beginning of the team competition. So it will again be the same as yesterday with the grade 2, 4, and 5 competitors coming out for the team. And then the next day.
Well, what test will they ride? Will it be the same test they just rode or a different test?
It's a different test. Okay. So this would essentially be the Grand Prix versus today was the Grand Prix special. So,
it's shorter or longer for us that don't know?
It's about the same.
About the same.
So, okay. But different. Same essential movements, but in a different pattern. So the team competition is going to be over the next 2 days. So same format as far as the rides for tomorrow are the same as yesterday. So you'll have grades 2, 4, and 5 competing. And then on Friday will be the grade 1 and 3. So.
And then is there a drop score? There's 4 competitors with each country?
There are 4 competitors, and the top 3 scores move forward.
We have 1 drop score.
Yes.
And then it's the average, and then they add the teams up, and that's where we get a winner.
Yes, and then we get to celebrate some medals, hopefully.
Yeah. Is there a freestyle?
Freestyle is on Saturday. Okay. Yes. So top 8 rides from each of the grades will move on to the freestyle.
And that's what you were talking about, those that qualified for the freestyle.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So we will see all 4 of our riders on Saturday.
That is awesome.
That's great.
Doing really
terrific.
Well.
Well, thank you guys for continued coverage of Para. We appreciate it. And I want to give a thank you. And I want to give a thank you to one of our listeners and auditors by the name of Kat Thompson. She took an amazing picture last night that has gone viral on our page of Stina. And I don't know if you guys have seen the picture she took.
I did. I saw her post, actually. And that's what people come up to me. Sorry to interrupt you, Glenn.
Yeah, no.
People come up to me and say, Charlotte, you're so inspirational. But I have to say, you should see the people I hang out with. Like, it's incredible. And yeah.
Yeah, Stina, you need to go to 2018 Weg Show and scroll down and you'll see, by the way, that post has now been seen by over 40,000 people.
Wow.
Because of that picture that Kat took. And you're going to hear Kat later on. She's in our People of Weg segment. She's one of our great auditors, but she just, I think that picture captured, it should be the picture of Weg.
Yeah.
Because it really captured the whole essence of what this is all about.
Sort of what you were talking about, Katie, like the partnership between the horse and the rider. I mean, she just said she loves her horse, and looking at that, you can tell. And I mean, it's pretty special.
I think everyone who loves their horse and thinks horses are cool needs to go to and hang out with para riders and see a para show, because it is amazing. Horses are just incredible, the things they do. If you wait till you see the people riding them, what they do.
Yeah. And it's amazing to me, too, because I've hung out with Charlotte long enough now, for a couple of years now. It's amazing for me to hear you say that. Here you are, a para rider in a wheelchair, and yet you're still amazed by the other para riders, which just says a lot.
The riders and the horses. I mean, I know that everyone on the show, at least I think, is all about the horse, really. And these horses are incredible. It gives me goosebumps to see some of them go. or all of them.
Well, we think you're both pretty incredible too, and I'm so glad you came and joined us this evening. We look forward to continued coverage.
You're going to come back tomorrow?
Thank you. Of course. Good. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Anything looking for Horse Radio Network.
Thank you, Charlotte. We love you. So I am over here, just got done at the vaulting and walking my way back to the air-conditioned media center. It's a little toasty at vaulting. And I go by the Bates booth, which is, of course, one of our terrific sponsors for this entire 2 weeks of coverage. And I have my friend Aaron here. Well, we just started jumping today. So what's Bates have for jumping?
Oh, Bates has a whole range of jumping saddles. We've recently released a new monoflat jumping saddle, which has some movable blocks and an adjustable stirrup bar on it. And we have a series of other jump saddles that have been very popular in our range for quite some time. If you've been watching the eventing, you would have seen quite a few out there in the cross-country course and in the show jumping arena, particularly the likes of Shane Rose from Australia, down under where we are, and Joris van Springel from Belgium. We've had them on the endurance track.
Why do they like them?
Bates saddles are easily adjustable to your horse. All Bates saddles have at least 6 different gullet plates. We have an air cushion system that's beautifully comfortable for the horse's backs and a really easy system to balance them. You know, we're doing a lot of work training saddle fitters around the country, making sure everyone's familiar with our systems, and our focus is just keeping horses comfortable so they move better, they perform better, and, you know, you just generally have a better relationship with your horse once they're happy and comfortable.
You know, it's interesting that you talk about training people because you guys have been around for a long time. It's not like you're new at this adjustable saddle thing.
No, Bates saddles have been around since 1934, and they've always had some form of changeable gullet. It's just gotten easier and easier over time, and since 2012 it's been just one screw to access the whole inside of the saddle, but always been some level of focus on the horse's comfort and making it adjustable.
And what that does is if you have multiple horses that are multiple different widths and sizes, and which we all do, then it's just so much easier. You don't need a saddle for every horse.
Absolutely, and I don't think people realize that being able to put your saddle in balance makes your riding better. You know, it can eliminate some back pain you're feeling if your trainer's telling you to, you know, sit up, sit straight. You know, sometimes just adjusting your saddle can solve those problems. So it's definitely worth getting your saddle fitted, getting your saddle checked at least every 6 months, and whenever your horse changes shape by a couple of inches.
The other thing that's going on right now is para dressage, and of course it's perfect for para dressage riders too.
Definitely. You know, we actually have a couple of riders sponsored by our local retailers who use some saddles like the Bates Innova Mono Plus. It has movable blocks on the outside and an adjustable stirrup bar, and we have riders that actually put the stirrup bar in different positions on different sides of the saddle and put the block in different positions on different sides of the saddle, so it's completely customized
for them.
Absolutely, so they feel even in the saddle, even though they may not be.
Right. Well, that's really cool. That's interesting to think about. So thank you so much, Aaron, and thank you so much for sponsoring the 2018 WEG Show. We've had a blast here, and the show's doing very well, so we appreciate it.
Thanks, Glenn. It was lovely to see you.
And it's Bates?
Yeah, Bates Saddles, batesaddles.com.
So I was down in vaulting for most of the day today, and today we had the individual females and individual males in freestyle, and then we had the pas de deux in freestyle, which I didn't get to see, and then we have the team competition tonight in freestyle. It's going on right now as we're recording this show. So I can report, and I have something special planned for you today, because I had a little fun with my recorder down there. It is freestyles with means music, and they have themes, and there were some really unusual different ones that I think everybody was the audience was kind of surprised about. So we had on two riders yesterday. We had Tessa DeVita and Mary McCormick, who's been on with us many times, and they were both out today. And what I did for you is I recorded the announcer announcing them, and then I'm going to play a little bit of the music for you, then a little bit of press conference, so you'll get a flavor of what music they used. And it turned out kind of cool, so I think you're going to enjoy these. Let's start with Mary McCormick. She's been on our shows many times and been a favorite over the years of ours, in particular Horse Radio Network. She did very well. Yesterday, she bobbled her landing and ended up on her knee, which took her down in points considerably. But today, she made up for it. She nailed the thing. She did not miss the landing today. It was not even a little tiny step at the landing.
Go, Mary.
She went up to fifth place. And after yesterday, that was a big jump. So she's in fifth place for individuals. They have one more technical round to go after this. So this is the second of three. The technical round is a set of compulsory moves that they have to do, and then some ones they can add in themselves. And then they're judged based on all of that. So they have one more round to do. But after the second round, she's sitting in fifth place. And let's hear what Mary did.
For the United States, Mary McCormack on Paris, run by Christian Ramos. Performing on the Percheron, Mayor of Paris. This is Mary McCormick for the United States.
Mary, you nailed the landing today.
Yes.
The whole test today.
Yeah, it was pretty solid. Felt good about it.
Really solid.
I'm not a morning person, so competing before noon is a challenge, but we were up at 6 this morning blasting music in the horse trailer, so yeah, it felt good, and the crowd was really energetic today.
Oh, yeah, they loved you today.
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah, it does feel
good.
So.
Can you talk to us about the inspiration behind your freestyle?
So I was looking for music this year, and I really wanted something that was significant to my journey in vaulting. And I don't want to sound like dark and depressing, but the paint it black idea was that it's not all sunshine and it's not all a pleasant experience, but sometimes the nitty-gritty part of working hard and experiencing failure and rising above it is what makes these moments so sweet. So that was kind of my initial motivation to pick the music, and I also, it just gives me a really cool feeling out there, like a lot of attitude, and there's a lot of parts of the music that I can hear.
So there you go. That was a little flavor of what it sounded like in the arena. There was a lot of people in there today watching, and they were enthusiastic. It's like raining down there. It's very enthusiastic in the vaulting. They get very excited. And then the second American that I got to catch up with was Tessa DeVita, who's lovely. She's 20 years old. She's been to a WEG before, and she came out to a terrific performance is what it ended up being. It was really a performance as Little Red Riding Hood. Her costume was amazing. And if you, well, let's just listen to which song she did it by.
Well, the United States, here is Tessa DeVita. Tessa will be aboard Romeo, and Christoph Lensing will be the launcher for the United States. Tessa DeVita and Romeo. Westphalian gelding. Tessa was 14th yesterday in the opener on 7.387 yesterday. This bronze medalist in the Youth World Games back in 2015 at Jumello. Competed for the United States at the World Equestrian Games in France. He finished 7th individually in Cannes 2014.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. I was a little ahead of my music, and so like I hit it on a different part, but I kind of like it more than what I planned, so that worked well. My theme is I'm Red Riding Hood, so I'm like walking through the forest, and then I hear the wolf, and I'm afraid. I had a lot of fun with it. I'm kind of an upbeat person mostly, so I enjoyed the like change of pace and getting to like pretend to be afraid and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Well, she really wowed the crowd with that. The music was haunting. She did all the facial expressions of the wolf chasing her. I mean, it was really cool the way she did it. It was really, and she nailed it. She was so happy with her test, and she is now sitting in seventh place. So now the leaders in individual female are right now Sheena Bennigsen from Denmark, Janica Dirks from Germany, and Sarah Kay from Germany are the top three. So then the men came out next, and I didn't have a chance to talk to any of the men yesterday, but today I did. So I caught up with the Americans, who are sitting in pretty good spots today. So I first caught up with Christian Roberts, and he, by the way, is absolutely delightful. Christian is 25 years old. He's been vaulting for 12 years and has been there, done that. He had great music, and you're going to hear what he says about that coming up right now.
Next to go, the second entry for the United States. Let's welcome Christian Roberts. Christian aboard Sir Charles, led by Carolyn Glenn. For the United States, Christian was 15th in round one yesterday on 7.4. Past his accomplishments and achievements include the 11th at the World Equestrian Games in France 4 years ago. He was 6th at the World Championships in 2016. In the individual, and also a 7 at the Cobb. In the individual standings, 11th place team finish, Kristen and Sir Charles.
Freestyle I was looking for the whole year. It's a great time to have it happen.
Yeah, good time. So where did the inspiration come, Frankenstein? Because I think everybody was kind of surprised.
Just life experiences and, you know, things that have happened to me in the past. And, you know, I do have some titanium in me somewhere. So it's the inspiration for some of the bolts. And so, yeah, it kind of brings a little bit of the inner me out. It's kind of cool.
What was going through your head right after you got off? I saw you kind of display some emotion.
It's just... I was kind of incredulous that, you know, it had gone so well, and even honestly better than I ever expected. So.
And talk about the horse.
Oh, the horse was fantastic. Charlie, Sir Charles. I've been wanting to compete on him at the championship for years, and it's great to finally be here and be on him.
So Christian on Sir Charles, which is a amazing horse, by the way, just a Hanoverian, just a huge Hanoverian, just amazing horse. So Christian is sitting in seventh place, doing very well. So the top three are Thomas Brusewitz from Germany, Janice Druhl from Germany, and Lambert, it's Leclesio from France. And I apologize to all of them for messing up their names. The Germans are really kicking butt here in competition. Then I did not get to see any of the pas de deux, but it looks like we're sitting with Austria, Italy, and Germany in the top three, with Germany in fourth place as well. So that's how we're sitting. The team competition's going on tonight. They all have another round tomorrow, and tomorrow we'll have first medal winners coming up in vaulting.
Well done, Glenn. Good job.
There's my report on vaulting. So I'm learning more and more.
You are now a vaulting expert.
And it's really sad because of all the reporters there, they always look to me to start the interviews on vaulting. And I'm like, are you guys?
You've been promoted.
I've been promoted already. So, and it really was kind of fun to watch, although it was getting a little warm in that arena by the end of the vaulting when I left today. It was getting a little toasty in there. So that's it for vaulting today. We're going to go to next, right after this word from Horseware. We have fascinating interviews for you from the People of Weg segment about a new movie that's coming out about jumping, appropriately enough, called Desert Flight. And we got to talk to one of the gentlemen in charge of making that movie.
Hi, I'm Louisa Williams from Horseware, and I'm here today to talk to you about our Sports Vibe massage rug and the new rug, the Sports Vibe ZX massage rug. Both our Sports Vibe rugs are made from lightweight, breathable materials. That means you can use it after exercise when your horse is still a bit warm and they won't get over hot. A lot of the massage rugs can be quite heavy and are breathable, so that's one of the benefits of the massage rug. You can also move the panels around, which means that you can put the panels where you need them. Some of the benefits of this rug is the fact that the massage panels are set at quite a low hertz. Now what this means is that you reduce the muscle tension rather than overworking the muscles. There's nothing worse than preparing your horse for exercise with a massage device and overworking the muscles, and then halfway through riding the horse, they're actually tired. So the panels are set at a low hertz, and they alternate and they're intermittent. And what this means is that you relax the muscles, allow blood flow into the muscles without overworking them and making them tired. The reason horses need massage rugs like this is because they're working so hard. When horses are working hard, the muscles get tight and stiff and sore, and when they're stiff and sore, the blood flow is compromised to the muscle. Muscles need a lot of blood flow and oxygen. So by relaxing the muscle, get the blood flow back into the muscle, help to recover and repair. The Sportsfibe ZX or the Sportsfibe Original is ideal to work alongside your physio in between appointments to help keep their muscles relaxed, to keep the blood flow and oxygen for repair and recovery. Again, if you're unsure of anything using the rug, please always consult your vet. And always make sure when your horse is in a stable using the massage rug that they have access to water, because you'd be amazed that it can actually make them thirsty while the muscles are being relaxed.
To learn more about Sports Vibe, visit SportsVibe, that's sports, S-P-O-R-T-Z, vibe.com. That's sportsvibe.com. Before we get to our People of WEG segment, if you have not looked at our Facebook page today, the 2018 WEG Show, you need to go over there because I think everybody else has. You posted a lot of pictures today.
I'm putting more up tonight. I got the last session, some from the last session. Oh my God. If you haven't checked out Danielle Goldstein's hair, she's the Israeli rider. It is amazing.
Is she the one with the weaves with all the colors?
Yes.
I was wondering who that was. Peacock feathers. I was wondering. I've only seen her from a distance.
Hair goals.
What'd she do? Was sticking out of her helmet?
Yes. Yeah. I'll put pictures up. I mean, as soon as we finish recording this, I'll put them up.
Well, definitely check that out. There's a lot of pictures there. And if you didn't catch the post this morning that we talked about with the para riders, you definitely need to check that out. And that is on the page. It's Stina. You can just scroll down and it starts with, you'll see the picture. You'll know exactly what we're talking about from earlier. So, look at that. Our page is doing very well and we're posting as much content as we can on there all day long. And I also try and catch all the medal ceremonies.
I put a picture of, I forgot to mention, it was Natasha Baker in her Bentley scooter.
Yes, I saw that the other day. That was really cute.
She said they pimped it out especially for her.
It was a Bentley scooter. It really was. So there's a lot of good stuff on there. Be sure to find that. Also, before we get to People WEG, I just want to remind you that we have all the past episodes are still available for you on any podcast player, or you can go to our Horse Radio Network app, iOS or Android. It's free and it's easy to use. Just download it. Search for Horse Radio Network.
And now the People of WEG.
So for our People of WEG segment in tonight's show, we have another filmmaker. Only I'm hearing so many good things about this, and this film is being premiered here at the Equus Film Festival at Tryon. And I have Ryan Carl with us, and the film's called Desert Flight. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
So what's it about?
We set out to talk about why people do this crazy sport. Our client, Samia, who's the executive director of the project, we were working on a couple of other film projects with her, totally not related to horses. And every time I would go to talk to her, she's getting off a horse, getting on a horse, doing something with her horse. And eventually I'm like, Samia, we need to do something, a story. There's a story in these horses that you keep spending all this time with. And, she's like, well, obviously, duh. And eventually she says, yeah, let's do a piece on show jumping.
Because you're not a horse person.
Totally not a horse person, but I care deeply about what people are passionate about. I get excited about the things that people are passionate about.
Because you are a filmmaker. And
I am a filmmaker.
Forever, right?
Yeah, for a long time. And, you know, it's easy. It's so interesting to tell a story, to let somebody, you know, share why they're passionate about this thing. And so we set out to create a 5-minute film that was going to go on YouTube and talk about why people do this crazy sport. And
you went a little over.
We went a little over. You know, after the first week in Thermal, California is where the setting.
Which is why it's called Desert Flight.
Yes.
Yeah,
man,
I got it now.
Man, Glenn, okay,
I'm figuring this out.
You are figuring this out. So after the first week, we interviewed, I think, 6 or 7 people that first week. And the stories that we got, just incredible. And we left Thermal. We came back to Detroit, which is where we're from. And we put together a 20-minute, just real rough cut. And we're like, we can't cut. There's just so much story here. There's so much goodness. And so we set out, we filmed for 2 more weeks in Thermal and, you know, came away with a 40-minute
So I like the fact that you're outside the horse world, okay? And because we're trying to reach outside the horse world, and we're trying to get that message out, and it takes somebody, I think, that's outside the horse world to make it interesting for people who don't know anything.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we talk over their heads.
Right.
You know, right?
Right.
And did you find that battle?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I had growing up, right? I went to school. There was this group of girls that were on the equestrian team. I didn't even know what the equestrian team was, except there was horses.
Right.
And
they wore interesting outfits. Yeah. That's right.
And so I was
that's
like...
That's what I knew.
Yes, exactly. And I think that perspective... And that was one thing that Samia was very excited about. She wanted the storytellers, the team that she had worked with on other video projects, to just kind of get thrown into this area where they don't know anything except for not to stand behind these creatures and to figure out like what makes people take, like what is this connection that humans have with horses, and to explore that and to tell it from a new, fresh perspective.
I saw the last 10 minutes when I walked in to meet you guys, and the quality of the filmmaking, you can tell the shots, and you can tell it's done by a professional filmmaker.
Awesome.
I mean, you can always tell the difference, right? And you can tell.
Yes. Well,
and I think I can't wait to watch the whole thing. I haven't seen it yet, but you are premiering it here. So for those that are here listening, it'll be shown the rest of the week, right? Do we have a schedule that
got,
we can give?
1:30 p.m. on Friday, and 6:30 p.m. is the world premiere. And if I'm allowed to say, at 5 o'clock, there's going to be a little pre-party before it premieres at 6:30 p.m.
Is there free food and drinks?
There's free food and drinks and all that good stuff. So, and swag.
And swag?
Swag bags.
Oh, good.
Yeah, lots of good stuff.
We'll be over.
I think there's only room for about 200 people, so...
Well, I'm one of them. So that was only room for $1.99. So that's at on Friday here at WAG. At 5 o'clock is the premiere party. 6:30 is the world premiere. But you can see it in the afternoon too. The tent is air conditioned and lovely. At 1:30, it's the only air conditioned lovely place except for the media center. So definitely head over there.
I think that was done on purpose.
And where can people see it at home?
Yeah, if you can't make it to see the premiere here at WAG, if you go to desertflightmovie.com, you can see the trailer, and eventually there will be a release online that people will be able to see. You can also search social media sites. The hashtag is Desert Flight.
Desert Flight. Very good. Who's the star? Is there a star, or is it covered?
The horse.
Who's the star?
The horse.
Oh, the horse.
All of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Good answer, by the way, for horse people. That was perfect. He's been schooled in there.
I've been schooled. I've learned a thing or two since we started this project.
You were learning well. Desertflightmovie.com.
3, 2, 1. HRN!
All right, we are here with Auditor Kat, and we found her because she's volunteering.
This is the most fun thing I've ever done on my vacation, and people are like, you are using your vacation to volunteer at a horse show? I'm like, you don't understand. Also, do you know me?
They're not really your friends if they say that.
Exactly. I need to rethink all of my life choices up to this point.
And of course, she is one of our terrific Horse Radio Network auditors. And what assignments have you been given?
So this is my first day, and today I showed up to the media zone, and they said, you're going to go work in the mixed zone, and I did not know what that meant, so they led me down a winding corridor and down some stairs, and then they said, you're going to be greeting the athletes as they come back from their events, and you're going to shepherd them towards the media so they can talk to people, which means you get to see
us.
The highs and
where
the lows. So you get to see the highs and the lows, and you get to see them kissing their horses. I'm in love with the Brazilian team because they won't stop kissing their horses. And it's just been really awesome watching them like just be completely amazing athletes, and it's such an incredible experience from day one. And I'm doing vaulting tomorrow and the next day.
Oh, cool.
Then
you're
back.
Gonna like that too, actually. I was over there all day.
I've never seen vaulting before. I'm super excited. And then I'm back doing media on Friday, so I'm probably gonna try to
you're
find
shepherding
the same people.
Us on Friday.
Possibly,
yes,
maybe. Yeah. I might lead
She'll
you
be
to a different state.
The door saying you're not allowed in.
Yeah.
That's what'll be happening. Well, it's so good to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
We've met so many listeners. This is probably the most listeners I've ever met at a show at this particular one. So it's really cool.
Yeah, and everyone's been really great. And like the people you meet from just different areas of the world, it's been absolutely incredible. So.
And the volunteers here are amazing. They're so nice, so friendly.
Yep.
They're very Southern friendly, you know?
Top-notch volunteers.
Yeah, it really has worked out well that way.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you the rest of the week then.
All right, sounds good. Have fun.
Bye. So coming in tonight is Dr. Wendy Ying, who will be helping us with our coverage for the rest of the week. She'll be here tomorrow. She already has she knows every one of the drivers intimately. She's competed with them. She knows them from all over the world. So she's very excited to go do interviews and talk to all of them. She'll be bringing us terrific coverage here of driving. And also, you're here one more day and
I'm
then heading out.
And then we have Anne Glavin and Erin Gilmore to bring you proper jumping reports. They know that. they're the same. They know everyone who's anyone, all the inside scoop. They know what they should be doing, who should be where, when, and what to look out for, what happened every day. I mean, if they'll be on it much better than I was.
Very good. So as we get in later rounds of jumping, they'll be here to help out. And Dr. Wendy will be here to co-host as well. And for those that ask, Jennifer is feeling much better. She was out running around today. She only goes into coughing fits about 25 times a day now. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. We really appreciate it. We'll see you all tomorrow from the World Equestrian Games.